Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Glory be unto the Most High God. What a mighty God we serve. The promises of the Lord added rich and maketh no sorrow. We bless the Lord and give him glory, for this is the day that the Lord has made. We're going to continue to rejoice and be glad in it. We bless the Lord for all his great and mighty acts. He is an awesome God. No one can fathom the great and mighty power that he has and has given unto us, that we may be able to speak and decree and declare what his word says and what he says about us. We thank God, glory to God, in the midst of all the trials and the various tribulations and the various things that are occurring in the land, that our God is still God and he's still on the throne and he's still doing great and marvelous things. He is in control no matter what it looks like and no matter what the adversary is doing in our lives, whether it's a spiritual storm, a natural storm, a physical storm, or whatever it may be, an emotional crisis. Nevertheless, he is who he said he is. I am that I am, and that, glory to God, we can call upon him and trust him. Have faith to know no matter what. Glory to God, we are shielded and protected. Glory to God in the arms of him. And the main thing we need to have in our lives, regardless of all the material things that we may accomplish and achieve and get through life, having the Savior Jesus Christ is the most valuable and most important thing that we need to have, and that is having him as our Savior, as Jesus Christ, the Deliverer. He is our Counselor, our Prince of Peace, the Messiah. Whatever we need, glory to God, we can call upon the name of the Lord with faith to wait on him for him to manifest. Many things happen in our lives that we don't have an answer to, and some we may never have the answer to until the other side of glory. But nevertheless, our faith in him is to trust him in spite of everything that goes on. He has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. And in the midst of all of this that's going on, it's understandable for the natural man to be a little fearful and fretful with Irma and Hosea and whatever else kind of storms that are out there in life and the natural that has to do in the cosmos that will come up against, you know, the elements and so forth and so on. But nevertheless, that same God yesterday, today, and forevermore, still in operation in our spiritual storms and our storms in the physical, the storms, glory to God, of life, no matter what they are. So as we cast all our cares upon the Lord, we pray ye one for another. And we want to glorify him and magnify him for who he is and trust him that he's going to bring us through and bring us out. There was a story that was in the Bible that was concerning the disciples and Christ, Jesus Christ was on board of the boat, and he had said, we're going over to the other side. The disciples already seen great and mighty acts that God, Jesus had already performed, and they came upon a storm on the ocean. And no matter what, we have to remember, and sometimes we forget because of the trial or the test that's before us or the crisis or everything just seems so dramatic and overwhelming. Sometimes in the midst of those crises, we forget what we just came through and the mighty move of God and how great he's moved and performed great and mighty acts. And they had him on board, and he was asleep in the hull of the ship. And while he was asleep in the ship, the storm just kept raging and raging and raging. So they got fearful and fretful, and then they came down to send one down to ask Jesus, do you care that whether we perish? And would you let them know and so forth by this? Where is your faith? And all he did was speak to the storm and said, peace, be still. What manner of man is this that can speak to the storms? That great power he's placed on the inside of us, that we can speak and decree and declare some things. And then there's other times and so forth, we just have to have the faith, the no glory to God, we're going to go through, and we're coming out and being overcomers victorious by our faith. But nevertheless, even if it got to a place where even we were leaving this land, our life need to be hid in Christ. So if it ever comes in life that we, glory to God, have to give up this life, then to make sure that our life, glory to God, to have eternal life is in Christ Jesus. But we do have an assignment here, and when God has promised some things and said some things about our lives, that don't mean and so forth like that we're not going to go through some things and may lose some things. Even when Paul was on the ship, and they were, of course, he'd been in prison many times, but they had him on the ship and whatever as a prisoner, and he thought the angel of the Lord had spoken to him and informed him and so forth like this about what was getting ready to transpire in the midst of whatever storm was on the ship. And he was told them, gave them some captain or whoever, some instruction about what was given him. But in the meantime and so forth, it wasn't heated at that time. But when everything got to be horrific and all out of whack and everything seemed so overwhelming and traumatic, then they finally heeded and threw things overboard because said, if every man will stay on board and don't jump ship, will they make it through the other side? Even through that, they made it through. No life was lost. They made it through on broken pieces. So even in the midst of this storm with Irma, even if Hosea come behind it, or even glory to God, whatever else might be out there, they may lose some material things temporarily. And it's been said quite often, even in this trial, that whether it be the governor or the mayor or whoever, lives and so forth can't be replaced. Material things can. So obeying the law of the land as they ask people to heed, to step out and go ahead and leave that area of it so that way they won't have to be, have to cost them their lives. But in the midst of it all, a few may stay, but millions did leave. And so in that, and things do change sometimes, but we just got to trust what is best. And in that, we have to trust as believers even more so in Christ Jesus, that even when these trials and testing come and they come right upon us and they can be so threatening, glory to God, because many people have had storms that didn't have to do with the elements that were so horrendous that if they had to trust God through it when it looked like there was no way out, oh, everything was going to turn as a disaster, even whether it was in a marriage, a relationship, or somebody raped, or somebody had, glory to God, been shot, or somebody had gone through some other traumatic stuff in their families and their ministries, or however, nevertheless, at that time it was so bad that you almost couldn't even breathe. But even for the next breath, but look at so many testimonies of how God brought them through and brought them out. So we're going to continue to pray for those that were in the path of the storms on the island, also glory to God in Florida, and the ones that are still going on, and even some of us that may have some parts of the storm that may not be as horrendous as some of the places that are going through, but nevertheless, daily, and even now more so, trusting God. And we do pray for those that they have lost so much. Some have lost not only the material, but even some loved ones and some certain things that have gone on that was just overwhelming. But nevertheless, God is who he say he is, and he is, glory to God, a God, glory to God, of restoration, a God that restores, a God of love. We, glory to God, we thank him so much. We thank him so much, glory to God, for all that he's done and doing. So even tonight, I just want to encourage us to continue to pray ye one for another. And even at this time, God's hand still yet is in all of this, because it could have been so much more disastrous than just looking at the land where so many houses and buildings and stuff look like pickup sticks or look like, glory to God, somebody just came through and just trashed it or whatever. But nevertheless, so many lives are still being saved, and we're thanking the Lord for it and believing God that he's going to bless and pray people's homes will be restored and other ones may get better. Some may have to go through some changes, but nevertheless, we're praying for healing
of their heart and for those of their minds that may have nightmares or have the enemy try to torment them with that, the children, the people that were in the nursing home, the first responders, and praying for, glory to God, even the Good Samaritans, praying for those, glory to God, that have risked their lives in so many ways, glory to God, through even through over in Texas and flooding and things that went on with the earthquakes. We know in these last days, he said, a lot of these things was going to take place. But he told us to pray and pray without ceasing. Pray one for another. Bear one another's burdens. He told us, glory to God, be helpers one to another. So we got to continue to intercede and pray those, glory to God, that can be able to help in the material or help in the physical or help in the spiritual. However, glory to God, be on our post to do what God has called us to do. But we pray, glory to God, for healing. Pray God will continue to bless and move, taking authority over the forces of the enemy with every foul and unclean spirit of disaster and torment and spirits, glory to God, that come, glory to God, to destroy, kill, and those, glory to God, that came to cause harm or danger or whatever. We plead the blood of Jesus. We're praying that God will bless and minister and move in their homes and in their lives and for those that have taking time, hold on, taking time and so forth do this. We pray, take it with you, and help in feeding or cooking or doing whatever is needed to help these people and so forth. We ask them, the Lord, to bless. But we pray, glory to God, for those that are heartbroken, those, glory to God, that don't understand, and those, glory to God, that were maybe just overwhelmed with everything that goes on. God, I pray that you just bless and heal them in their land, in their hearts. And God, we are praying that you would just bless their minds, and that would you give them a place to find peace. And glory to God, even for thankfulness that they still have their lives, and they still, glory to God, those that still have their health, and those that have health problems or have challenges, that you will bless and bring about a healing and deliverance. We're praying, God, that you were just blessed. We still believe in you for, glory to God, all the disaster that could have been, that you still caused some of it, the winds and waves and all that could have been, and so destructive, that you blessed and caused things to turn around where it could have been worse than what it was, but still some that are in the midst of that God, you will cause those winds to cease and cause where it won't be as much damage as it has been. But in the midst of it all, God, give us all a mind to look to the hills with cometh our help, and realize our help coming from you. Those that don't know you in the pardon of their sins may not understand that, and some may know, and some may be backsliders, but nevertheless, even in that, drawing nigh to you for appreciation, that so much could have been lost besides, because you cannot restore the life. Only you can, but only in the midst of all that goes on. So, God, we're praying for comfort. We're praying for strength to be able to go on, a determination, glory to God, to hold on, glory to God, that we can rebuild, we can be able to go forward, and we can still have a life, you know, after this. But prayer, glory to God, that you will bless and strengthen them, glory to God, in the midst. We come against any kind of greed or misappropriation of funds. When those funds get ready to be dispatched out there or to different organizations, to different places, and from different charities and from the governments or whoever, we're praying that it will go into the proper place that it needs to be, and those people that need that help, they'll get it. Those ones that are in a place of destitute that need food and clothing and shelter and need to go over to have clean water, God, we ask you, Lord God, you to bless. And in sanitation, could be, glory to God, even in that, those ones that are working with the Restore Power, God, bless them. If there's any fires, God, you will bless those ones that are out there, that they won't be injured or hurt while they're trying to help, and glory to God, restore power or try to help people to get back to their proper places or try to help rebuild. God, we come against looters right now in the name of Jesus. We pray, glory to God, for those that are so concerned and overwhelmed by what's going to be when I get back to my home. Is there anything going to be there? God, I pray against that anxiety, that depression, that oppression, that suppression, all that the enemy wants to do to get them caught up in a tizzy and cause them, glory to God, to lose focus on even having a future. Lord, I pray, glory, no matter how bleak it may seem to some, God, that you would just heal, that you would just comfort, that you would just encourage in the name of Jesus. It's so many, glory to God, hallelujah, that's in need of your help right now. We ask you, Lord God, to bless. We ask you, Lord God, to move in a miraculous way. We pray, glory to God, that in all that goes on, nevertheless, that you would just minister and move to in the midst of these situations. God, we pray in your word, let not your, as the scripture say, let not your heart be troubled. But they will say, even when you say that, how can they say, let not your heart be troubled? And glory to God, and nothing's glory to God. I can even see where my heart wouldn't be troubled because of all that's going on in the midst of everything that's going on now. But God, you have a way that, that can bless and bring peace in the midst of every one of their storms, every one of our storms. So, Lord, we need you right now. We need you, glory to God, to touch. We need you, glory to God, but to encourage. We need you all right now, glory to God, to bring some peace. We're thanking you, Lord God, for those that you're putting in a place, glory to God, that they can be able to hear your voice. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for those that even come to encourage others, glory to God. God, we are praying there that will be a receptive spirit, even in the midst of the anger and the frustration and not understanding what's all that's going on right now. God, I ask you, Lord, to bless. Bless so specially, glory to God, for those that are in the house with faith that are standing faithfully, trying to hold on to what the promises of the Lord is saying in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. We glorify you. We magnify you. We thank you as we're going to share some scriptures of comfort. God, we ask you right now that you will bless even in before mercy. Glory to God, the mercy of God. The Lord is full of compassion and mercy. James 5:11. The Lord is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and rich in love. Psalms 145:8. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the evil man his thoughts. Let him turn to the Lord and he will have mercy on him and to our God, for he will freely pardon. Isaiah 55:6-7. God save us, not because of righteous things we have done, but because of his mercy. He saved us through the washing of the rebirth and renewal of the Holy Spirit. Titus 3:5. His mercy extends to those who fear him from generation to generation. Luke 50. The Lord God, the Lord your God, is a merciful God. He will not abandon or destroy you or forget the covenant with your forefathers, which he confirmed to them by oath. Deuteronomy 4:31. The Lord has heard my cry for mercy. The Lord accepts my prayer. Psalm 6:9. I, by your great mercy, will come unto your house in reverence, and I will bow down and toward your holy temple. Psalm 5:7. Who is a God? Who is a God like you who pardons sins and forgives the transgressions of the remnant of his inheritance? You do not stray or anger forever, but delight in slow mercy. Micah 7:18. Hope. This is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. And for we labor and strive that we have put on our hope in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, and especially of those who believe. 1 Timothy 4:9-10. My heart is glad and my tongue rejoice. My body also will live in hope, because you will not abandon me to the grave, nor will you let your Holy One sleep decay. Acts 2:26-27. This I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassion never fails. Lamentation 3:21-22. The Lord's delight in the house and those who fear him, who put their hope in his unfailing love. Psalm 147:11. Those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not be weary, and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint.
Isaiah 40:31. Why are you? You got company? Bless the Lord in Jesus' name. Those who, why are you downcast, O my soul? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God. Psalms 42:5. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. I am saying this because I am in need, for I have learned to be content whatever the circumstances. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or nor hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do everything through him who gives me strength. Philippians 4:11-13. Naked I came from the mother's womb, and naked I will depart. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. May the name of the Lord be praised. Job 1:21. Keep your lives free from the love of money, and be not content what you have, because God has said, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. Hebrews 13:5. The fear of the Lord leads to life. Then one rests content, untouched by trouble. Proverbs 19:23. If we have food and clothing, we will be content with that. 1 Timothy 6:8. I said to the Lord, you are my Lord. Apart from you, I have no good thing. Psalm 16:2. The cheerful heart has a continued peace. Proverbs 15:15. John answered, the man with two tunics should share with him who has none, and the one who has food should do the same. Tax collectors also came to be baptized. Teachers then asked, what should we do? Don't collect any more than you are required to, he told them. Then some soldiers asked him, and what should we do? He replied, don't extort money and don't accuse people falsely. Be content with your pay. Luke 3:11-14. Courage. Be strong and take heart, all you who hope in the Lord. Psalms 31:24. When I am afraid, I will trust in you, in God whose word I praise. Of God I trust, I will not be afraid. Psalms 56:3-4. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flame will not set you ablaze, for I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. Isaiah 43:2-3. The Lord your God, who is among you, is a great, awesome God. Deuteronomy 7:21. Have no fear of sudden disasters or of the ruin that overtakes the wicked, for the Lord will be your confidence and will keep your foot from being snared. Proverbs 3:25-26. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand, says the Lord. Isaiah 41:10. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Psalms 27:1. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them. For the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Deuteronomy 31:26. God is the present help in the time of trouble. We'll read one more on joy, and then praise God. We're going to get ready, say a few words, and pray. Praise the Lord. You have loved righteousness and hated wickedness. Therefore, God, your God, has set you above your companions by anointing you with the oil of joy. Hebrews 1:9. God will yet fill your mouth with laughter and your lips with shouts of joy. Job 8:21. You make me glad by your deeds, O Lord. I sing for joy at the works of your hands, Psalms 92:4. Though you have not seen him, you love him, and even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with inexpressible and glorious joy, for you are receiving the goal of your faith, the salvation of your soul, 1 Peter 1:8 and 9. Consider it pure joy, brother, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. James 1, 2, and 3. Jesus said, until now you have not asked for anything in my name. Ask and you will receive, and you have joy, your joy will be complete. John 16:24. Therefore my heart is glad, and my tongue rejoiced. My body also will live in hope, because you will not abandon me to the grave. You will not let your Holy One see decay. You have made known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence. Acts 2:26-27. Praise your holy name. Thou art worthy. Jesus said, if you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be given you. John 15:7. I call on you, O God, for you will answer me. Give ear to me and hear my prayer. Psalm 17:6. Jesus said, everyone who asks, receives. He who receives, finds. To him who knocks, the door will be opened. Matthew 7:8. If any of you lack wisdom, he should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given him. James 1:5. Jesus said, if you believe, you will receive whatever you ask for me in prayer. Matthew 21:22. Jesus said, until now, you have not asked for anything in my name. Ask and you will receive, and your joy will be complete. In the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groans that words that cannot express. Romans 8:26. Praise the Lord. Father, we do honor you tonight. We give you glory and praise. God, we stand firm on your word that, God, that you said you'll never leave us nor forsake us, that you'll be with us always. We thank you, Lord God, that we can look to the hills with some of our help, realizing that it comes from the Lord. We thank you for the power of prayer and intercession, that we can stand in the gap and stand in proxy for, glory to God, for various ones, and stand, glory to God, on your word to have faith to intercede, just like with Abraham, even when he prayed on the behalf for Sodom and Gomorrah when his nephew Lot was there. If there be 50, if there be 40, if there be 30, if there be 20, if there be 10, what a relationship to be able to talk to the Father and to be able to go in his presence and him being able to, willing to say, I will not destroy some city, or as your intercession going on, but to believe God if there be that many people there. But nevertheless, glory to God, no matter how it turns out, we have to have the faith to know, glory to God, that you are our protector, you are our shield and our buckler, and nothing is too hard for you. Glory to God, when your word go out, it will accomplish everything that you set it out for. Then help us to have the faith to learn to rest in you and to trust in you, that, glory to God, that all things, glory to God, you're going to work it out for the good, even when it looks like a disastrous situation. No matter what, when the enemy comes in like a flood, you said you'll raise up a standard. So, God, we may not know, as we said before, and understand all things that go on, but, God, we got to trust the God of our salvation. We may not know what tomorrow holds, but we know who holds tomorrow. So our faith has to be in you. God, we ask you for strength. We ask you for courage for those that need it. And even, glory to God, if doubt seeps in any way because of the circumstances, we ask you, Lord God, to bless and bring back to remembrance the mighty power of glory to God, of God, for those that do believe in you, and the ones that don't, let them begin to have some faith and be in a place of thanksgiving. We just ask you, Lord God, to just minister and move. And even as we said, those who are out of facing some things still yet, as they done saw the disaster behind them before with others that are going through, and now they're facing them. God, touch their hearts, strengthen them, bless them, cover them, protect them, shield them in the name of Jesus. God, I ask you, Lord, to bless. And God, we thank you for restoring. We thank you right now for rebuking the forces of the enemy. Glory to God of the forces. Glory to God that will come in their destruction. God, we ask you, Lord God, to cause it to diminish. And glory to cause the winds and the waves and the storm, glory to God, to cease or minimize. And glory to God, so it be minimum destruction. Praying for all of those and those ones that are loved ones and those that are in our church family, those that we know not of, that you would just bless them and protect them in the name of Jesus. We honor you tonight. We give you glory. We pray even for ourselves and even for things even yet to come, that God, you will shield and protect them, and that you will bless us to keep a mindset that no matter what, and even others, that even through this, let not you be called the Christ of the crisis, but Lord, that you become Lord in our lives, even the more so in the name of Jesus. We plead, glory to God, the blood of Jesus. We pray, glory to God, for blessings and healing and deliverance and favor. And we pray, glory to God, for your touch and for you to minister and to keep us in a mindset like never before, to look to you as the author and the finisher of our faith. You are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. You're the El Shaddai, the Almighty God, the All-Breasted One, the All-Sufficient One. You're the one, glory to God, that we can call upon and have the faith to know that you will answer in the name of Jesus. Great is thy faithfulness. And God, we bless you as we stand in the gap and believe you, glory to God, for you to move, you know, through the power of prayer, through our faith, and for the joining, joining faith with those that are also that are praying and standing in the gap. There is none like you. Glory to God. There is no substitute, glory to God, for you. We have to have the faith and humble ourselves and stay in a place that no matter what, glory to God, that we, well, no matter what we are facing, that in the places that we are standing and the facing of this destruction and facing, glory to God, the various trials, that you said you never leave us nor forsake us. You have a plan, and that plan is good. It will turn around for the good. Even in the midst, glory to God, of this situation, we thank you, Lord God, and we bless you, and we thank you, glory to God, for you being our provider. In the name of Jesus, whatever that we're in need of, you're still there, whether it's through comfort, whether it's through strength, whether it's through the material, whether it's through, glory to God, healing, whatever it may be, God, we know, glory to God, that you're there. So we recognize the fact, glory to God, that there is an adversary out there that's about destruction and about, you know, destroying. But God, we know the answer is in you, that glory to God, that you came to give life and life more abundantly. And even though it seems like some of the lives that all the things that people have accomplished and did and tried to do and even being helping and being there for others, the enemy might make them feel like, what's the use? But he's a liar, because you're able to restore even greater. God, so I just pray, God, that you would just bless and heal the land, heal those, glory to God. And glory to God, even those that need to turn from the things that they may be doing or have done that's not pleasing in your sight, for their lives to be turned around so that way you can use them for your glory. But nevertheless, we ask you for mercy. We ask you for grace. We ask you, glory to God, to bless. And you're able to do the impossible. Nothing's too hard for you. In Jesus' name we pray. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, Mother McCormick. Praise God. If God has anything on your heart to pray before we close or say another scripture, we give that space to you now. Praise the Lord.
So when I had my phone all broke.
Oh, that's fine. I'm saying if there's anything on your heart you want to add to praying tonight, you can, because it was supposed to be a night for speaking, but and everything that's going on, still yet whether anybody came on or not, it just the prayer and encouragement, even though we'll still have prayer, the weather permit, we'll still have prayer tomorrow, but I just didn't want the day to go by without at least putting some prayers in the atmosphere. So,
okay.
And I was a little late coming on at 9, taking care of some business, and in the meantime, I didn't really know whether anybody would come on tonight with everything going on, but nevertheless, I wanted to come on.
All
so,
right.
Praise the Lord for you being there.
Praise the Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just come this afternoon. We come, Lord, knowing that there's so much is happening and so much is going on in these days and time, but we know, God, that you yet is a lovely God, and yet, God, see the condition that things are going on in the world today. God, help us to to keep the strength, Lord, as we go through the trials and tribulation, God, knowing that you see and knows all things. We pray, Lord, and we thank you right now, Lord, even though things have happened, but we thank you, God, that we still is alive and we still have our health and our strength. So, God, we pray for the land. We pray for people, Lord, that's going through, yet still going through in Houston, and yet, Lord, the one that's in Florida or the, whatever's going on now in the storm, God, we yet, God, speak through to the storm, God, that there would be no trouble whatsoever, knowing that things have already happened in some areas already. But, God, we yet ask you to keep your people mind, and, God, let them know, God, that you yet is on the throne. You yet see and you yet knows what they stand in the need of, because we know, God, that your eyes, that in Psalms 34 and 15 say the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous and his ears are open unto their cry. So knowing, God, that there may be somebody that may be yet crying out in the night and don't understand and don't know why things are happening like they are, but God, let them know that you're yet there, God. You are yet there seeing the tears and yet seeing the things that they are going through, that you are able, Lord God, to take them through, Lord God. And so, God, we just want to thank you, Lord God, for your word, because we know it's the word that's going to help us to go through as we get into the word, realizing, Lord God, there may be someone that feel like they just can't pick the word up, but God, let them know that that's what they need to do, is pick that word up and to get consolation in the word of God, that that will help them to go through this situation that they're going through, because that's the only strength that they're going to get on the day, that they will get into that word. And if they don't do nothing but just read a scripture, one scripture, just hide that one scripture in their heart, in their mind, that they will be able, Lord God, to get through some of this situation that they might be going through where they're feeling heavy. Because we realize, Heavenly Father, that there's so much trouble going on in the land today, but we know that we have to keep our mind focused on you, God. We just have to believe, God, that you're going to work it out and you're going to fix it, Father God. We just thank you, Lord God, because you told us, God, in the Word of God, in Psalm 34:19, many are the affliction of the righteous, but you would deliver them out of them all. You will deliver them out of all the situations that we're going through. So we just want to thank you, Lord, because we know that it's nothing but the trick of the enemy that's troubling people, trying to get their focus off of you, God, because we know, God, that time is drawing near. So, God, we just pray for people, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Just keep them as they go through this situation that they go through. And we thank you, Lord God, for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Praise the Lord. Lord, we thank you. And something that was read at one time, it says, what do you do under pressure? We have all kinds of pressures in life and challenges in life. And the storm is one. It could be health is another. It could be ministry in another. It could be grief in another. Whatever it is, Lord, teach us how to rest in the Lord and come to you. You said, come to you with all ye that are weary and heavy laden and in burden, and you said you will give us rest. You will refresh our souls on salvation. You said, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, following me as my disciples, for I am gentle and humble of heart. You will find rest, renewal, bless, quiet for your soul, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. God, we ask you, Lord God, to bless those that are going through right now, and some things they may be saying out of their mouth that contrary to what your will is, because of the hurt, the pain, the disappointment. But God, I pray that divine peace will come back into their minds and their hearts, because you said out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh, so is the man speaking, so is he. But God, we are praying no matter what the enemy is voicing out or speaking or saying, God, we are praying for hope. We're praying, glory to God, that they'll not give up on their hope, glory to God. They'll not give up on their faith, that this thing, glory to God, is temporal and they can be able to have an opportunity to build again. Finances may not be there for some and it may be there for plenty for others. But God, I'm praying that you come in and you do something
so miraculous that they can't help but know that this is the Lord's doing. For all the power of prayers that have been going around the United States and around the globe on the behalf of those, glory to God, that are going through at this now and been challenged, just like with some that was on this side that might have been praying for others that was on that side with the fires and the floods and whatever, and back and forth, however, because you told us to bear one another burden. So I'm praying in the midst of it all that you people will come to know you as a merciful God in the midst of everything that goes on. And even when the enemy wants to look and make you look like the disaster is, where is your God, or what's the purpose, or what's the, God is so much to be thankful for, because the, when it comes to things going on in the cosmos, like, man cannot control. Nobody can control that weather, that climate, or what going on when typhoons come, when earthquakes come, when whatever, a bullet can't stop it, your money can't stop it, just even sometimes even just wishing it away and hoping it away, it can't stop it. Only the mercy of God. But in the midst of all of it, he can protect, he can shield, he can bring us through and bring us out. So God, we ask you, Lord God, to help in the midst of all of those. God, we thank you, Lord God, that the trust will come in a place of just really trusting and resting in the Lord, no matter what the circumstances, situations are being dictated through the pain and the panic. Glory to God, the manipulation of what the enemy tries to do through these circumstances. God, I'm praying you come out, glory to God, glorious of proving yourself in the name of Jesus, because you're the giver of life in the midst of it all. And God, we just thank you, Lord God, no matter how desperate things may seem, how destitute they may seem, how disastrous it may seem, how, glory to God, the things may seem, glory to God, that the outcome is going to be so unbearable. God, you are a creator. And glory to God, God, you touch people's heart to send money, to do this, to do that, to help, to build, and whatever. We don't know what you may do so miraculous, even when they're saying this is impossible to do and it can't be done. God, we can look down through the foundation of the word and come back through all the way up to our time to see how the hand of God has worked when, glory to God, things seem like it was over and it was done and it's not able to do so and it can't be possible, and God come in and move miraculously. So, God, we ask you right now, glory to God, that you will help, glory to God, even the believers of God, their heart with all diligence, and glory to God, that they'll be able to use their mouth as a mouthpiece to encourage and to build and to hold their faith. God, even in their hurt, their pain, they're just going to help them to grasp faith like never before. So even those that are looking upon their lives will be able to see the light of Christ and know that our God is still on. And not to say that we are made of iron, that we don't hurt and we don't go, but God, we have nothing else to hold on to. But glory to God, like the disciples says, if we leave, where are we going to go? Who else, glory to God? You have the power of eternal life. We got to look to you. So God, help us to be able to be that beacon light while we are going through, and strengthen us even in our weakness, even in our shortcoming, even in our doubt, in the name of Jesus, that we'll get to a place that we'll anchor down and be like that tree, like planted by the rivers of water, that we will not be moved. And God, that we'll cast our cares and our concerns, because we hurt and may be disappointed, but nevertheless, God, we got to bring ourselves back to that place to know that you say that, glory to God, your burden is light and your yoke is easy. So, glory to God, we can't walk this. We can't go, glory to God, through life without being able to have true life of accepting Jesus Christ, to walk in the power and authority that you've given us. We thank you, Lord God, that you're teaching us how to wait on the Lord and be obedient to your word. We're praying, glory to God, that the eyes, glory to God, of others will be enlightened in the name of Jesus, and that they will just trust you, that there is going to be a better day, that things are going to get better, and that God is going to bring us out, and God is going to prove himself in the name of Jesus. So, God, we're praying that as we trust you, that you're going to put all things in perspective. The Lord has provided, glory to God, for us, and he has empowered us, glory to God, by his word and the Holy Spirit. And we have the power and authority to speak the word of God to those things that are not as though they were, in the name of Jesus, to bind and to loose. We thank you for the power, glory to God, of faith and the patience to wait on God and to trust him and to work things out in the name of Jesus, no matter what the conditions are. God, help us to learn to obey you and obey your voice in the name of Jesus. As we be a light, glory to God, and a walking epistle, strengthen us that we may be able to stand, that we may have that courage and to be encouraged in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you that there's nothing too hard for you. as you said in Jeremiah 32 and 26, in the name of Jesus. Help us, glory to God, to continue to examine ourselves daily to make sure that we're in the faith. And we thank you, Lord God, while under pressures, we remember to be, glory to God, remember we have a helper, and that is Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit that leads and guides, glory to God, our paraclete, in the name of Jesus. And he, glory to God, will be the one that we will be able to stand on and on the word and to be able to hold on to our peace through the word. You said, man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Oh, glory to God. Oh, we want to know, glory to God, hallelujah, we want, glory to God, you to know, glory to God, that is the more and more, as you said in your word, as we draw nigh to you, you'll draw nigh to us, and let us, glory to God, be in a place that we'll be able to have the consideration and concern one for another and show that love, glory to God, for whatever we can do in word and in deed, in the name of Jesus. As we seek first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, everything else you said, it will be, glory to God, added. We won't have to worry about what we should eat and what we should drink and what we should put on high. You got a plan, and that plan is good, and you're going to work it for the good in the name of Jesus. And it may not come as fast as we want it to, and sometimes, glory to God, you may blow our mind and shift and come even more quicker than we ever thought and do exceedingly abundantly above more than we can think or ask. But in the meantime, a delay is not a denial. Help us, glory to God, to wait on the Lord and be of good courage and let you do the strengthening of our hearts. And while we're encouraging others, glory to God, help us to have the faith to not just have lip service, but that we'll be able to rest in you, trust you, that you are going to bring us through and bring us out, no matter what the situation looks like or what it sounds like, in the name of Jesus. So, God, we thank you. We bless you. And we glorify you and magnify you, not allow our imagination to run away with us. And those that we're praying for, that glory to God, that we'll pray that no matter what, as we're praying for them and interceding for them, that they'll get to a place that it won't run away from them and their imagination, glory to God, won't overwhelm them, overtake them, and cause them, glory to God, in a place of oppression in the name of Jesus. But, Lord, we thank you right now that for the power of prayer and for blessing us to be intercessors and to be in a place to stand in the gap in the name of Jesus. So we pray, God, that you will bless these your people out here. And we're praying, glory to God, if there's any error, any sin in our lives, forgive us, cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Help us, glory to God, to turn to you and look to you. And those, glory to God, hallelujah, that need of a Savior, God, you touch their hearts. Take out a heart of stone, put in a heart of flesh. Give them a mind to want to be saved and want to be delivered. And to trust you that, glory to God, that it don't have to be just the only the strong survive, but be, glory to God, one that will live and know that God will cause them, glory to God, to do more than survive. He will cause them to live in the name of Jesus. We bless you today, and we glorify you, and we magnify you. That we thank you that your love never runs out in the name of Jesus. And that, glory to God, that you haven't given up on us and haven't and never will. We make the choice, glory to God, what life that we shall live in you. And as we hear your voice, and the day that we hear your voice, we pray that we harden not our hearts, that we will have a mind to be able to be a servant of you and a disciple for Christ. But glory to God, nevertheless, we're thanking you for all that you've done and what you're doing. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. We bless the Lord. Well, we praise God tonight and thank the Lord, glory to God, again, as we pray and stand in the gap for those, glory to God, that are challenged right now with various things going on in their lives and their health, and not only the storms, but people across the land everywhere that may have different types of challenges in their lives, that we trust and believe God for miracles and that things will change and turn around, and even in our own lives as we submit and commit ourselves the more to him and trusting and believing in him, that he is still doing great and mighty and awesome things. In Jesus' name, praise God. Praise the Lord. Evangelist, you have anything else that you want to add before we hang up?
Who are you talking to, me?
Yes.
Oh, I thought someone else was on the phone. Sorry.
Oh, no, just being you tonight, because I don't know. Like I said, it was about nine minutes after, but then again, I wasn't really with everything that's going on and people praying and families and so many things that are happening. It might have not been that many that might have would have came on tonight. So
and even the announcement, I don't think I really even made an announcement about Second Sunday when we was on the last time as well, because I can't remember who all was on or not, but I knew
right.
I said that we may not be on but last week. But
okay.
Because we weren't on last week, that's right, it wouldn't have been an announcement about today. Yeah.
Okay.
Praise God.
Yeah. No, I just want to just pray for you, because you always, you know, no matter what, you on there, you know, you always on the phone praying for people, you know, if no one else is on there but you. You stands on the call that God have called you, is inside you in the place to do and
praise
being obedient. So I just thank God for your obedience, that as you do that, and it just, you know, if anyone ever hear you and knew that you did it, it just give them a boost to know that, you know, that we got to step up, you know, those that not got to step up to the plate a little bit more. I know I do. I speak for me, have to step up to the plate
yeah.
a little bit more than what I do. So I just thank God for that, you know, for you, you know, just you be there if no one else is there. You know, you pray for people, no one else there to pray for them. And so I thank God for you standing in the gap for the people, because so much is happening, so much is going on, and yet need someone to be able to do like you are doing, standing in the gap for people, praying for them, not just saying word, but you pray, you really pray, and you get it down, and you bring it forth, and you bring the word out that people can understand what you're saying. So I thank God for your prayer, for you stepping out, doing what God has told you to do. But as I say that, I just want to pray for you.
Thank
Father,
in
the precious name of Jesus, Lord, we come, Lord, this afternoon, just thanking you, Lord, for Sister Hubbard, God, standing on the word, God, yet praying for you, for your people, Lord God. Just continue, Lord God, to help her, Lord God, to continue to go through her situation, things that she go through, Lord, knowing that sometimes there's things that she need and there's things that she are going through, God. But we know, God, that you are God that will supply her needs. So, God, we thank you for that, Lord. Continue to, God, keep her heart lifted up, looking to you, God. Continue, Lord, to give her strength when she feel down and out, when she feel like she's not nobody there beside her, God. Let her know that you're right there. Let her know that you always there beside her, that you never leave her nor forsake her. So, God, we ask you, God, continue to lift her spirit up in every situation that she go through. And, God, we just love her and we appreciate her, Lord God, and we ask you to continue to just keep her body healed, God, strengthen her body, and take her through, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Yes,
amen.
Jesus.
Thank you,
praise
Jesus.
God.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you.
Remember that scripture that it didn't come up? I had it trying to get it to come up on the computer. The scripture that talks about think it not strange or the fiery dark. Yeah, it came up just now. Just popped in my spirit. Yes, it's the 1 Peter 4:12-19. It says, beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trials, which is to try you as though some strange thing happened unto you. But rejoice in it as much as you are partakers of Christ's suffering, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye might be glad also with exceedingly joy. If you be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are you, for the spirit of glory and God resteth upon you. On their part, he is evil spoken of, but on your part, he is glorified. But let none of you suffer as a murderer or as a thief or as an evildoer, as a busybody or other meddling in other men's matters. Yet if any man suffer as Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him be glorified God on his behalf. For the time has come that the judgment must begin at the house of God, and it first begins with us. What shall the end of them that obey not the gospel of God, and the righteous scarcely be saved? Where shall the ungodly and the sinners appear? Wherefore, let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to him in well-doing as unto a faithful Creator. And, you know, even while the trial is going on, the enemy is going to try to make it look like
to some people and so forth. I just, where is God, like I said earlier, and then say derogatory things, and others, glory to God, will be grateful for their lives and grateful, you know, even though they know they can reveal, but then still being appreciative, and but there will still be some forces of the enemy that try to plant seeds, even some believers, okay, because after them people done achieved so much and accomplished so much, especially even in the world, they will want to be looking at their situation and circumstances, and while they're under pressure, want to start blaming and saying this, that, and not even being thankful to know if it wasn't for your life, you wouldn't be able to rebuild. You couldn't stay in order. We don't even know that God can turn back around and restore some things and build back again. But we know what that thief came to steal, kill, and destroy. But God said, I came to give life and life more abundantly. And as the scripture we often say, or I often say, and you were saying it even tonight, and we've said a lot of times, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but he delivers out of them all. And even the world not going to understand sometimes some of the circumstances, but we make the difference about how we go through that trial in our light. Shining, even though we're hurt and we're disappointed, sometimes we might get angry but frustrated. And the Bible said, be angry but sin not. But not only let it get to the point where it causes you to be overwhelmed and depressed and oppressed, and then want to be like, okay, let's curse God because now what is your God? But just like with Job went through it, all that he went through and so forth, like God giveth and God taketh away. But nevertheless, he was the one that giveth. And we have to remember all good and perfect gifts come from the Lord. And even sometimes some people may have some possessions. They may not have gotten it all the right way. Some may have gotten it the best way. Some may have worked hard, this and that. And it happens to all. But nevertheless, what's going to make the difference is the believer that trusts God. And even through it, when even sometimes you got to shake yourself through the pain, the hurt, the disappointment, and all that, when you come to yourself, I still got to look to the hills of coming to my help. I got to realize that it is God. So what is it that I'm going to let the enemy steal from me, my salvation, my deliverance, my relationship, my whatever, and the God that I serve, he can turn back around and restore that sevenfold, hundredfold, you know, how many times ever he wants to bless. But even through the testing and the trial, we thank God, glory to God, through it all, and nevertheless that we can have the right attitude through it. And remember, while we're waiting on the promises, the obstacles will come, and you'll have an adversary to contend with. The devil doesn't want to let us just walk into your blessing just because God says you can have it. You must keep the faith. Walk not by sight, but by God's word. In spite of what your circumstances and your environment is dictating to you, roadblocks, remember, it may be a delay, but you're not denied. The enemy wants you to give up on God. Some he don't want you to know God, but still yet rebuke him and remind him of what God's word says. Remember, each time Jesus was confronted with the enemy while in the desert, Jesus said, it is written. So whatever the word says about your circumstances, your situation, that's what we need to speak and what we need to say. Glory to God. So God will give us a peace that passes all understanding in the midst of the trials. Because even with this going on, those people that are holding on to their peace and giving God praise or standing with everything in them, glory to God, that is baffling the minds of the unbeliever and those over to God that was, how could you have this peace? How could you stand? Even if you have to go to the bathroom and cry and come back, but still yet being able to stand. It's not that you're perpetrating. You may need to get off in your flesh the feelings of the hurt or disappointment or this, that, but there you go back and you pray and you cast the care and whatever, and you come right back on out, glory to God. Just like a fighter in the ring. He may go down for a little bit, but he'll turn back around and come back up with that strength, come out of when he has to go to his corner and come back fighting harder than he was when he went out the first time. But that's the thing about it. We just got to keep the faith and wait on the Lord and call upon him and not allow the stresses and the confusion and the chaos and the heartache and the disappointment and the delays and everything else, glory to God, cause us to be stagnated or stumble. But in the meantime, glory to God, rebuking the enemy, putting him behind us and looking to God as our provider, he's making the provisions, and glory to God, and I'm not going to give no provision to the flesh. I'm going to go forward, and I'm going to stand on it, and we're going to pray together, stand together, and when we may have to cry together, we may have to do whatever, but still yet, we got to look to the hills at the end of the day, back unto the Lord, and just trust him to bring us to these places that the enemy won't have us feeling that everything looks so hopeless, and you know, but we got to know that we're just one step closer to our destiny as we just continue to be persistent and be patient and don't retreat, glory to God, but persevere and standing on his love and on his plan and on his promises and on glory to God and having that armor on and holding on, glory to God, and building each other up and building up those, glory to God, that lack in faith or don't know faith or whatever, glory to God. We just got to stay focused. But God is our healer and our deliverer. He is our Jehovah, glory to God, Rapha. He is, glory to God, Jehovah Shalom, the God of peace in the midst of all this. We just got to take courage in the name of Jesus. Don't allow the enemy to turn back around and beat us down or take your causes to put back on graveyard clothes. He gave us beautiful ashes, so we're going to have to turn back around and just know who we are and whose we are and keep casting the care and keep persevering and trusting him that he's going to bring us through and bring us out. And while we're doing that, we believe in others going to come out too through our faith and through our standing and through our living and through our encouragement, through our witnessing in the meantime and through our prayers and believing God for greater. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. So let us magnify the Lord together and exalt his name. Jesus' name.
Amen.
Well, bless the Lord, my sister. I praise God, and the Lord say the same. Everything works out that we'll be able to touch bases tomorrow. We'll do so. I came on over to, I was trying to decide whether to come on over tonight, but earlier last night and this morning, trying to determine whether to just come on over still yet of the original plan or stay if since the thing had turned. But one time and stuff, I get that much sleep trying to be nosy, looking at some things, trying to find out, but I don't have cable, so I have to kind of look at in between certain stations to try to find some news or the laptop. And
right.
So finally, when I did get a little bit of sleep here and there, I was kind of out of it, and I didn't have stuff together. I had to throw the rest of my stuff together and come on over.
Excuse me.
And so I just went to church with her and came on over, made some stops. And so I'm like, man, then I have to take care of some business. I'm like, oh, God, there's other bills. These people have already said that I need to have it done by a certain time today. And I had to go through all the stuff on the computer, back and forth, trying to get the thing plugged in and reset so I can be able to pay it. And the next thing you know, I look up and I'm like, man, I really want to come on. And I checked it out, and then it's 7:09. And then I had to get money while I came on the phone. I said, I'll just pray if nobody's there. And then I got her to go ahead and program the computer over here because it's set up for my Wi-Fi over there. I'm just talking to you like we off the phone. I'm sorry. But
I knew it. This is what I said. I said, we better get out first.
Yes.
Call back.
I was testifying of the goodness of the Lord through the day and through it all, and the Lord blessed. And then my heart was still yet pulling on. Go ahead on, come on. And so in the midst of it, I'm glad because the Bible says where two or three are gathered in his name and so forth. So I'm glad she would set it up where I could be able to see that you came on. So that way I just wouldn't just pray and come to find out you'd have been out there. So I give God glory. He work all things for good, and he know how to give our heart desire, especially when our heart is after him and want to do his will. So I appreciate that, and I thank God for your faithfulness because you're on so many times, even sometimes when even the regulars come on pretty good, but you are there so faithful. So I praise God for you, my sister, and I pray God's blessings upon you while you stand in the gap for many others as well, that God will give continued favor for you and your family. So tonight we're going to say shalom and give God glory and praise for all that he's done and doing.
I was just thinking about the lady that her brother had died. Her, I was talking to her last night, then I called because my heart was, you just think about people, so many people that I knew in these places that I was trying to see had their people come from that place, from Florida.
Yeah.
So I called two, and they said the lady said her son was still in Orlando.
Yeah.
And the other one said her son didn't want to come from Tampa. So she was just all worried up, and I was just, Lord, I just pray for them, you know, praying for them that the family would be okay during this storm and everything.
Yeah, and I understand that, too, because that's praying different times that I've been on the phone with different ones, praying for just families in general, because when they're separated like that, sometimes the other one will just, their heart be, you know, troubled because the fact they don't know how their loved one is or haven't heard from or they've been separated from or some staying and some going. So just been trying to pray for the first, the first one that come on the online, like the firemen, the policemen, the medics, and all of those folks right there,
right.
The first responses, however they call it. But praying for them, praying for those people that had to stay in the nursing homes and some of the places was going to be more they were saying on the news it was going to be worse for them to move them than to turn back around, especially with the ones that had Alzheimer's. You think about some of those ones that even other conditions where they had to be in some places. So, and for those people that stay back and sacrifice, they got families, and those nurses and doctors and those people and those psych doctors and whoever have to stay back, praying for them through all of this right here, and so much,
to
cover in
so
the grounds
much.
Of even those people that, you know, sacrifice their life, not only just because that's their duty, but even the Good Samaritans, they're trying to help somebody else out.
That's
and sometimes
it.
Some
it's
of them
so
lose
much.
Their lives in the midst, but glory to God,
oh,
has just
God.
Been trying to cover so many
Jesus.
Different things and different people with different situations and circumstances, because it's not just what we see on the surface, it's so many things going on in the background, and then people that are getting all, you know, stressed out and whatever under the circumstance, those people that was on the highway, because as soon as somebody break down on the road, that makes a longer delay, and they could get caught out there in all that long traffic, praying for those
mm-hmm.
accidents and situations or whatever. So it's so much to cover and still to cover, and praying for recovery in the name of
right,
Jesus and restoring.
Right, right.
So, but
that's
so
it, that's
we
it.
Have our handful of for the believers ought to be able to not have nothing that they say they can't pray for when these kinds of crises come up, and even before they come up, that we ought to be able on our post in the midst of it. And our prayer is that people's lives will be changed too, that it will come to Christ in the midst of this crisis, and it won't be just for the Christ of the crisis just now, and then soon it's everything over when things get back to normal, and then you just drop him or just want prayer during that time. So I'm really praying
mm-hmm.
for a miraculous move of God, because who knows, all of this can be preparing for revival even the more. So we're just going to ask the Lord to continue to bless us and keep us and keep them too as well, and keep those believers on their post. And even when stuff has stopped hearing things we don't want to hear, that God, you strengthen us and give us that courage to hold on to your word, to hold on to you, hold on to your promise, and to know that you bring us through. So we bless the Lord for you, and we pray right now too that God will bless and keep us covered under the blood of spine. By these binds of every satanic and demonic force that will come against the believers, especially those prayer warriors, and even for those that be on divine connection and whatever's going on in their lives and their families or whatever, keep them praying, God, and praying that we continue to join together in prayer, that we don't get slack in our prayers. God, we pray globally, God, for Pastor Graham that had to relocate, for Pastor Tweedy that had to relocate. Pray for globally, God, for my sister and stuff like this, and others had to relocate, and pray glory to God that you would bless Pastor Bird's body tonight with that vertigo that attacked her so bad in the midst of all of this. We thank you, Lord God, they didn't leave. They're boarded up and everything, and trusting God through it all. We're praying glory for so many. So our loved ones on that end, and some of our loved ones in the body of Christ, different ones on different places, glory to God, that you would just bless and your minister move. And for those, glory to God, that are hurting and grieved and going through and whatever that is, God, just ask your glory to God to touch and minister. And glory to God, even for some of our regulars that we pray for, for you to touch in their bodies and healing, for our mothers in the Lord. And pray for Mother Alexander, glory to God. We have no way of hearing from her, but we pray all is well over in Panama as well, and whatever mission you assigned her on. In the name of Jesus and all those different islands, God, have mercy in Jesus' name as we cast these cares. And we pray glory to God for our family and our loved ones, and bind the accidents, this mishap, chaos, confusion, even on our day-to-day walk and run, glory to God,
Lord.
To work and school and children and whatever, protect them and shield them.
God.
And we're praying for even the children that don't understand all of this, that got some of them all, glory to God, stressed and glory to God, worried and scared or whatever, and frightened.
God,
we pray that people will minister to them, encourage them, and you just bless them, glory to God, and bring a place where they can do something to bring calmness to them, come against nightmares and torment. Well, not only for the children, but some adults, too, from the distressful times, and even for the elderly, God, and the seniors. We pray, God, have mercy. And us, glory to God, that are praying, that while we're praying, that we'll make sure that we're casting these cares back, so we won't take it to bed, and we won't take it upon our hearts, and we won't cast the cares back like we ought to, so we can pray effectively. So, God, we ask you, Lord God, to help us examine ourselves and make sure we release these prayers and these concerns back to you, and trust you, glory to God, for a divine intervention that you're going to bless and move, and keep our minds as we can continue to cast those cares upon you. In Jesus' name we pray.
Name.
Thank you again for touching Tom Lita's body as well. Touching Monty, glory to God, and our young young people in school, all these little things that are trying to influence them and manipulate them and cause them to do contrary things against your will. We curse and cancel those assignments. We plead the blood of Jesus. As we train them up in the way they should go, we're praying that they'll not depart from them. And those that are not trained, God, we're praying for people to be placed in their lives, glory to God, to make a difference in the name of Jesus. We bless you today. And we give you all glory and honor. Thank you, Lord God, for your blood covering and your protection. In Jesus' name. Amen.
In Jesus' name.
And
amen. Amen.
Bless the Lord. Shalom, we thank God for the opportunity to be, glory to God, in a place to pray. So we pray God's blessings upon you, my sister, till we talk again.
All right, then. Shalom.
All right. Shalom.